So our next reader this evening is the poet Roger Greenwald, who we've had the distinct pleasure of working with on two of our translation projects, one which is Picture World by Niels Franck, and more recently this past spring, Meditations on Georges de Latour by Paul Helge Hogan. And let's welcome Roger to the stage.
Hi. This is Meditations on Georges de Latour by Paul Helge Hogan. Beautiful cover on this book. Thanks to Book Thug for publishing it. And I'm going to read exactly one poem from this book. It's number 19. Burnt hulks, scorched days, a desert large as the body, spirit of shale, language wells out before it turns and falls silent. There's a secret space between the days, a shaft sunk between slick walls, a pull toward the bottom. There's a coded message written under the eyelids. Strange machinery at night, senseless drivetrains and wheels, history with its half-open doors of dense metal. An empty factory, an echo chamber, a low dragging sound as scrap and garbage are consigned to acid bath, to sludge barge. Don't bring this pewter cup of slurry, this bitter, chalky drink, the taste of what could be coming. We don't get too close. We keep a distance we think makes us innocent. We've perfected the cool mechanics of restraints. Besides, it's much too late or much too early. By now, we need nothing. Everywhere, brilliant structures of sand, of ash, a prophecy rescinded, utopia's disasters, aging children with barbarians' eyes. That was from Norwegian. This is Picture World by Niels Franck. It's from Danish. It's a book-length poem in 24 parts. And I'm going to read the second poem. So it's poem number 2. Let me try again, as concretely as possible, as concrete as, well, dozing dusty street in Naples where you've never been. But believe me, it's the most concrete place in the world. Everything behind you is memory loss. Everything in front of you, a brand new theory of the self. All of it is symbolized by alleys that have cut their way through harbor districts, leaving behind ravines filled with cardboard boxes, bulging garbage bags. Laundry drying on lines like the flags of unknown families. A snarling moped with two guys wrapped around each other, speeding recklessly through life. Seeing that makes me so happy. I'm going at a reckless speed myself, wrapped around whomever, cavorting through Naples. For remember, no one needs to put up with the first life that comes along, which is never good, which is a shitty life, if you understand. Remember, if you lifted up all of Naples, a wonderful pattern would appear in the dry soil. That's the pattern you should look for, not the city, not me, wrapped around my desire, not the first life, the other one, the better one. Remember, a street always has two directions, at least, two possibilities, at least. And remember, when a woman is trudging up the steps in an alley in Naples, lost in the shade, she is stepping out of one picture and into another. That's the only way to move around, to visit yourself somewhere in life. Actually, it's so simple. Simple, simple, simple. You're always at home, always and forever at home. You can hang your mirrors on the stained walls and your paintings and decorative plates, and have a TV running day and night tuned to sports. applause continually roars. All colors sluggishly curdle, turn white, but a black point goes scurrying around until it has blackened everything. Believe me, I've seen it myself many times. It scurries around, around and around, and once you've noticed that furious point, you can't stop tracking it, even if your eyes roll back. And now I'm going to read two poems by the poet who translated those books. Poets G to R, I'm sorry. In Oslo, I had only so much time, and so much wasn't time enough for traversing the entire face of Norli's wall of poetry, its many narrow handholds and thin crevasses where books were pushed in between their flintier neighbors. As for why I began with a quarter that covered S to Ö, it was simply closest to the entrance. Another day, I made a proper start at A, but got only as far as the final F. Poets G to R, I'm sorry. Without overstating my role as scout, translator, editor, unpaid agent, I realized this omission could be the butterfly that whipped up a storm of obscurity, followed by a long bank of cloudy hypotheticals. You might have made it into an English anthology, or lucked out with a whole book, and therefore been invited to a festival where you would have met your future mate, without whom your life turned out as it has, full of laments, not celebrations, with zero children to take care of the manuscripts left behind. It's the luck of the store, of calendar, bookshelf, alphabet. Poets G to R, if it's any consolation, I missed myself too. Nostalgia. Jazz got nostalgic when they used it in movies. Film is nostalgic because it never offers a glimpse of something new that might materialize for you. Each film contains a vision of what the maker's next one might be like. But for you, this is just a reminder of a time when you too might have imagined something not yet made, or perhaps did, and maybe even made it back then, but more likely not. So even the newest jazz is old in a film, but films have an affinity for older jazz, so that nostalgia for the films of your youth takes you back to your parents' music, and you find yourself missing what you never had. Is miss the only verb with objects in all tenses? You miss what you had and never had, what you do not have, and what you will not have, what you would have had and could have been. You miss many people who no longer exist, and one or two who never came into existence. You even know their names. When you consider how carefully the names of jazz musicians and the dates of sessions have been recorded and preserved, you almost wonder if jazz didn't know from the start it was made to be remembered, no matter its spontaneity, your having had to be there in the moment. I wish I could tell you who was playing the cornet during my most moving passages, but the truth is that I never knew. And as for the times when everything fell apart, the regular drummer was out on a break, and someone sneaked in and picked up the sticks, a guy named Fatso Del Destino. Thank you very much.